gonna care. It's so included.
We have, but the listeners,
the fuck one, the viewers,
our one viewer.
Mate, I can get this game.
Guys.
You gotta do
this. Wait. Hi everybody, welcome to How to Be Human episode 2. I'm your host David, and with us we have Anthony.
Hello.
Marco.
I beat my meat to August Ames today.
And Austin.
Oh god.
Chad, nice tits.
You're not wrong.
Dude.
Austin, do your intro.
What? Oh, hi.
Right, everybody ready up. We're playing PUBG. Right. You can't see it.
We are playing
PUBG.
Oh
man. This is going to be a good podcast. We're just going to talk about fucking PUBG.
I'm not going to take PUBG seriously.
Wait,
I'm just gonna...
It's not even a podcast. It's just four cunts talking shit in an Xbox party.
This is a podcast. Honestly.
You're not wrong.
But I do enjoy listening to it.
Anyway, that's all the podcast
I was
is.
To the first one, and I was like, wow, this is actually really funny.
The first one is... Aye, yeah.
Just because, like, in the background of the first one, you hear Marco go,
oh yeah,
what's a shot?
What a fucking Margo shot.
Margo from the void. Because he didn't have a mic.
Well, I didn't know David was recording then, so like...
See, it worked out perfectly because I was him doing the intro, and Michael and Anthony did their thing, and then Marco just in the background after I said his name, just went, filthy attack planes. That's perfect.
Fucking attack planes are the cancer of Battlefield 1.
You're not wrong. They're pretty
filthy
bad.
Filthy casuals.
Filthy casuals. So,
good brand.
Yeah. First topic. I've just literally went on Facebook there and refreshed the feed, and Stefan Carl Stephenson, the guy who played Robbie Rotten, his cancer has returned.
Damn, it came back? That's
awesome. Vengeance.
Lazy Town was the best. Okay, let's just get that out of the way.
I watched Lazy Town
all the fucking time.
I was about 16 when it came out, so.
How old are you?
So I didn't watch it. I'm 21.
That means it came out when I was like 15. I don't remember that. I thought I was a lot older than that.
All I know Riverland is the Lil Jon remix.
Let's go to the ruins.
Oh yeah, shit.
Lazy Town is one of the greatest
ruins.
Songs ever.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean you're like 16 when it came out, Marco?
I don't fucking know.
Lazy Town?
I was, mate. Yeah, like I was old enough to not fucking.
The original release is 2004.
Mate, when Lazy Town was popular here, I was like fucking about 10 years too old.
Oh, it
fucking...
might have came out later.
Okay, yeah. See, 2004. 2004. That makes so much more sense.
2004. What the fuck? I knew about it at, like fucking 2009. No wonder.
I guess it didn't come to over there in time.
Come to over yeah. there.
Get fucked.
Come to over there.
Got that classic Icelandic television.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, there isn't people here. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Either way.
We actually survived.
Lazy Town was awesome.
I'll find a way to
I
die.
I watched it.
Do you remember?
We'll find a way. Well, I found a vest and a backpack and painkillers right away, so... Oh! And a fucking... Is that an M4?
Okay, that's guys, I got a pan.
I have a sickle pan master and a jacket and some painkillers. I can kill myself.
I have an SK-12. I can kill myself, but in a much cooler way. I
love suicide.
Nah, right now...
Me and my...
Killing...
Me and my friends decided
is the wave.
That we're all gonna kill ourselves after WrestleMania, and I cannot wait.
God damn it. That means I'm gonna have to. Fuck.
Oh yeah, fuck
you guys
yeah.
have that suicide track going
back. I'm actually
stuff
I'm
was starting to stuff was starting to go my way. And...
Was it?
Now you just gotta go and kill yourself.
No, never yeah. was.
Shit going Anthony's way, huh? Funny.
Check going.
Work out like that.
Fucking.
I have
it's
only
not
a
worth
sickle.
Living. 21 years of living, I've realized that it's just not worth it.
That's so.
I'm sure it's
up.
Totally fine.
I mean, am I
so
wrong?
So worst thing that's ever happened in your life, Marco?
No,
mate,
no, you're not really
fucking
wrong.
David, I'm too far too slow to go into that.
He lost his goth.
Fair enough.
His goth GF.
Oh, I never had a goth GF.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened. He's never had one.
I've never had a goth GF. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You need a big titty.
Isn't that your...
GF. That'll help.
I mean, I prefer a big ass goth GF, but...
Doesn't exist.
No, but like the whole fucking thing is like, so, okay, so big titty goth GFs exist, but big ass ones don't.
No. Well, because, no, so the thing with the ass ones is they actually work out and build that, and they won't do that.
Oh no, like, the thing is, like, this entire generation is fucking obsessed with death. Like, we make memes and jokes about just wanting to die. It's because everyone's just realized that fucking, it's just such a mission.
Well,
I mean,
America
it's a joke, but there's
very,
truth.
There's
truth behind
you know,
it. Not just in America.
Really fucked. No, we're just fucked, because, well, like, our futures are screwed from the older peoples. Fucked us.
Just, I can't wait for death. It's gonna be amazing.
Gonna be dope.
And I can't wait to go to hell.
I'm having a party tomorrow if you guys want to come.
I could over there. I have a few days off. I could come.
Oh, for a scarf.
How much is the ticket to Glasgow?
I don't know. David, do your Googling fucking magic. Look up.
All right, real quick though, I did do some Googling magic and went to the Wikipedia page of LazyTown. Some pop culture information for you. 2016, it was that song, We Are Number One, named Dank Meme of the Year.
Dank Meme of the Year. Is that an annual award given out?
It's on Reddit, so, you know, you can't take it seriously.
Doesn't mean anything. It's Reddit.
I mean, Reddit doesn't take Reddit seriously, so, I mean, it's all good.
That's true.
I will still say that last year was the year of the meme. Last year's memes were fucking untouchable.
This year's memes have been pretty solid so far, not gonna lie.
They've been pretty good. I mean, 2 days into 2018, you've got a bunch of fucking midget knuckleses running about going, do you know the way? I mean, you can't go fucking wrong from there.
But that's such a
and Logan Paul just
yeah Logan
fucking
Paul,
Logan Paul
videotaping dead people.
Like, that's it. What an indication of fucking what our world is like when Logan Paul about what 5 days into 2018?
Not even. It was literally the first day.
It was literally
yeah. Just why God? There is no God. God is dead. And we killed him.
And we killed him.
Horrifically killed him. Just he had no choice. He had no chance.
Turn him, close his eyes.
I was gonna say that we actually ended up in the zone as well, so. Alright, so what are you all running? I've got a SCAR and a UMP.
I got a Mini 14.
Got a pistol.
I got an M16 and a UMP.
No fucking bullets in it.
Got an 8x scope.
And I got a wife beater, so I'm doing pretty well.
Well, we're gonna win because of that.
Probably.
Like, how there's just a fucking, I don't know, I thought that was some more runes. It's just a ruined house. I was gonna say, I love how there's just like a cabin in the middle of a bunch of runes. Someone built this.
Probably a good place to hang out, honestly. Keeps the favorites away. That too. Yeah, I think Russia's gonna be a problem anytime soon. They've been getting uppity.
Russia?
Yeah.
Fucking,
probably.
Yeah. Like, America and the UK have been like tag teaming them both over shit.
Oh, I mean, they kind of assassinated someone.
If you want a holographic,
a double agent with a Nerf.
Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna go over here though. Like, not meaning to, like, I was gonna say not meaning to fucking start anything. Like, who the fuck's gonna listen to this? But us, fucking anything I see Trump in like an interview thing, like, I honestly pray to God that it is. He's just like a puppet and like Illuminati can actually control the world because it's like this man is the most powerful man in the world. It's just, oh my God, just fucking end me, daddy. He's gonna kill us all.
Really, it doesn't feel real every time I look at him on TV. I listen to the words he says and what I read, and I just get more and more confused as to how this happened.
And then you've got our Prime Minister, who's a fucking walking thunder cunt. If you vote Tory, kill yourself in the UK. You're cancer.
Yeah, that goes to our UK viewers.
If you vote Tory.
All -7 of you.
So me. So I'm basically telling myself.
So, yeah,
telling
so when Marco votes for him, we gotta call him a thunder cunt.
I'd love a vote Tory. I'll fucking tan a Tide Pod before I vote Tory.
Yeah.
As in the,
for real though, I'd probably down a Tide Pod for nothing.
Yeah. In the art building where I go to school, there's a flyer asking people to make out on camera, and he'll feed you Tide Pods if you do. That was fun.
Seriously? How the fuck does that
look like taking down?
Is that a jet ski? Holy shit, it's a jet ski. David, try
I'm going across the river to these houses.
Wait a minute. So how the fuck, like, so how long did that poster last before I fucking
still there.
Took it down?
I think he was joking about the Tide Pod thing, but he's serious about just using people as make-out references for his art.
I mean, fair enough.
You should have
signed
up.
Get away with anything. If, like, if you say
in
something
art, yeah.
For art, you can get away with anything.
There's this photography exhibition up in the hallway right now, and I'm walking by because I have class in that building from 6:30 to 9:15 p.m. I'm gonna go eat dinner.
That is such
really
shit.
Late. It's unfortunate timing, but it's relaxing just walking back late at night with some music going. But there's this one photo that's pretty okay for the most part. It's a guy in a robe hanging out on some rocks, smoking. Smoke is highlighted pretty well. It goes up. The angles are good. The colors look pretty cool, nice purple and blue. But just out of nowhere, middle of his legs, open rope, just tip of pale, white, pasty cock, just in the middle of painting or photo. Yeah, and I'm like, okay,
nice,
fair enough.
Was this some dude, like, you just saw this dude walking back?
No, it was a paint.
It was a picture.
In an exhibition.
It's a painting.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was just some guy who was naked in the hallway.
Yeah, just walking about.
That makes so much more sense. I was not paying attention.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's fine. It's just
you fucking
let
the viewers down.
I get nudity in art. I get it's fine, whatever. But that just seems much random, spontaneous cock.
You've seen too much of it in your lifetime.
Yeah, I mean that's enough. Don't need to see any more of it. It's really white.
I'm gonna go to these
it's
houses
really,
and hopefully not.
It's really pale.
Well, Marcus, go
shooter jacket.
Nah, I'm good.
Fuck. Hell yeah, school shooter jacket.
I'm kind of disappointed that the guy didn't go full on just dong. It was just a typical.
It would have made more sense. It wouldn't have made more sense.
It really would.
I'd be more okay with it if it wasn't that just like minute amount of penis.
Fucking minute penis.
You just want all or nothing.
Honestly, yeah. If it's all or nothing,
go home.
I mean, it would just be nudity if it was all or nothing. But this is deliberate placement and angling of cock. And so, I'm curious as to what the intention was when the person was taking a photo of this. How many
it's
shots?
Just it's just subtle, like.
It's so
it's not
white.
Too much. Not too little.
Like I said,
so
you can get away with.
We are going the wrong way.
If you say it's for art,
so
we are. We're just looting. Just looting gaffs.
if she speaks,
male thought. She breathes. She a thought.
She breathes.
What are your guys' thoughts on the hashtag MeToo movement?
I
the what
could not give
movement?
A fuck.
The MeToo online.
What is the MeToo movement?
Really?
You're forgetting, right. Like, Austin's a frat guy.
Fair enough.
Okay, no, that's not it.
He was
like,
the catalyst
I don't really
for
pay
it.
Attention.
Fair enough.
What is the MeToo movement?
The MeToo movement is about how it's a huge Twitter thing that happens where people are using hashtag MeToo to detail certain moments of their lives where they felt like they're being harassed by men and like trying to say, it's okay, it happens to all of us, we're not going to let it happen again anymore, I think.
Oh, okay.
The fucking patriarchy.
I'm with it.
I get you. I understand what you're saying.
Just share my story.
I'll share my story.
I was groped at work by some old man. Piece of shit.
I was raped.
Not again. Wait, so tell the story, Anthony. The floor's yours.
Oh, no, I was helping someone find something. Some old guy just walks past me, grabbed my ass, and I was like, what the fuck? excuse me? Why?
But why?
Why God? And then he just kept going. He just kept going. I was like, you piece of shit.
As you do.
There are very few things, like, in the news and in, like, fucking current events that I even took an interest in at the beginning in the first place. Now, I don't really care about much else because it's just all shit. Me too was never something that I cared about. It's just another, like, oh, okay, anti-male thing.
Like, Marco, come up here. See if you want any of this.
No, it's the anti-rape thing. And, like,
it's an anti-rape thing. Might be more.
Think about
like
who's using
close.
Sexual assault thing.
It's just like an anti-male thing. I mean, have any like notable men came out and used it? The Me Too thing?
Oh, here. Do you want any of that?
I think a few. I mean,
I'll take
the I think, what is it? Terry Crews may have, like, was talking about
oh, fuck
suing
yeah,
someone
I did
for
see that.
Yeah, so I guess him.
Oh, some men.
Also, that guy from, I only know him for that Call of Duty Infinite War, or not. Advanced Warfare.
Oh shit,
game.
We need to go.
And House
fucking
of Cards.
Kevin Spacey.
Actual name. Kevin Spacey, yeah, he diddled.
Yeah.
My boy kids.
Fucking.
So I guess all those guys.
He fucked it so bad. Like on a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to Kevin Spacey, how bad have you fucked it?
Kevin Spacey.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how old was the kid that Kevin Spacey fucked?
Oh god.
On a scale of Casey Anthony to John Wayne Gacy, how much do you love kids?
I think I'm around Casey Anthony.
Can't wait to get banned from SoundCloud.
I like how Anthony and David.
You can't get banned from SoundCloud, don't worry. There's David, so much more trash on this.
There's some shit on SoundCloud, dude. Let me tell you. Ooh, Vector.
You can't get banned off SoundCloud.
It's possible. What a fucking age we live in.
Marker, go to these houses. Go to these houses.
No, we can't. Oh. Okay, fair enough. I was
we can't
say
be any worse than some SoundCloud rappers.
Sure.
By most.
Wasn't there a D12 song where one of the guys talked about fucking the 12-year-old babysitter?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
You'd know more about that than anyone, Anthony.
I know, I'm pretty sure there was. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to think.
World's full of horrible people. At least Elon Musk is kicking about. Fucking Bond villain Musk.
Dude, he's such a Bond villain.
You know, I'm all with what Elon's doing.
He's a synth, but synths are cool.
He's the cool.
He's totally a robot.
100%.
Nah, he's
only
a
robot would send their car into space.
Just for the shits and giggles. I love how we haven't seen anyone else. We're not even paying attention to this game, but like all of us are in different locations. We're just dicking about, and none of us have encountered anyone else yet.
Yeah, and there's 43 people alive, so I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen anybody yet.
Okay, let's make for a building and just chill there.
Building.
I'm on Austin. No, it's not, because it's not in the zone.
Oh, shit, you're right.
You still got to move on.
Yeah, I'll catch up, potentially.
Target spotted.
Don't do.
Oh, wait, no, never mind, he's over the hill. I thought it was David. Favorite porn star?
I was trying to do some Evel Knievel shit.
Austin, favorite porn star?
Favorite porn star?
It could be anyone as long as it's Cameron Canella.
Dude, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. I kind of watch like a bunch of different shit.
Fair enough. Cameron Canella's fire. Oh god, we're in the swamp again.
Is that where it is? Oh, that's
fuck it.
That's where me and Marco are.
So most of it is, yeah. This is where the game we won, actually.
Yeah. Me and Marco got dubbed yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
In the swamp?
Mm-hmm.
The cornfield. Like, more northeasty. That's where the game ended. But that's where we won.
What was... You think that Trump fucked Stormy Daniels?
Probably. Most definitely, probably.
Yeah. I personally never had a sex tape. Right. Like, I know Clint most likely, you know, got a blowy from whatever her name is, but I don't think it'd be interesting to have a president with a sex tape out.
Obama.
I mean, yeah. Fuck Obama. Maybe someone has, apart from Michelle.
I'm sure.
Dude, are you kidding me? In college, Obama probably, like, slayed.
Did you see his hair?
He had an afro and all here is just all the time.
I was gonna say, like, all I hear is like an influx of bikes, and here comes the fucking biker crew. Anthony and David.
Got a Vector.
I have a scar with fucking 60 bullets, so.
Let's hide in this place.
Literally, the only other people I've seen in this game was that guy dicking around in the Jeep there. So I'll go to the tower, fuck it. We're now traversing through Shrek Jizz.
Ooh, M4. Fuck yeah.
You found an M4, motherfucker.
There's a,
Oh, fuck! Oh, God!
Well, that hurts. Gonna go inside.
I think.
Oh, where are they at?
I think 75, 80. Yeah, there he is. Oh, fuck. Okay, there's more. Oh, God, the zone moved again. So, there's wait, on the cabins, at the cabins! Right, do you want to get the fuck out of here? Because the zone's moved.
I'm gonna... This is gonna hurt a lot.
Me and Anthony have hightailed.
No car command. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna
get out of there.
Hightail it with you.
Got plenty of wheat to go prone in.
Fuck, I wish I picked the graphic. I'd almost sight for my M4.
I've got a red dot sight, if you want.
That's better than nothing.
Do you want to go to those houses, Anthony?
Yeah, sure.
Probably be safer.
There's cunts camping in it.
There's definitely
I hear a car driving towards it.
David, I have band-aids for you.
That'd be fantastic.
Yep, those guys have just pulled up in it. Let's take them out.
Well, let's fucking kill them. I got the best goddamn gun in the game.
That you can't get in a crate. Yeah, he's inside, I hear him. Or they're inside, rather. It's actually a place I've never seen before in the game. Oh, fuck! Nice! Fucking...
Watch out, there's probably a bit more.
Fucking frame rate. I'm right behind him. This guy's not got a clue, look at this. It was just him!
No, there was two guys. I killed him already.
Did you see that, Austin? I had no fucking clue I was there.
I'm gonna take these first aid kit.
Oh, fuck! Man taking hits. Mate.
Where's that?
Someone upstairs is taking hits somewhere. Is it one of us?
I don't think so.
The fuck did My helmet got shot up. Damn it.
There's someone else in this building. On this guy's body.
I know. No, it didn't have much. Car. 340. Yeah, they stopped. See them. Knocked them.
Ah! I'm gonna mark him.
Revive the guy. Ah, my helmet's gone.
Where are they?
340.
I'm looking over there. I don't see anybody.
Alright, David's down. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I didn't mean that. Get in. Hey! You didn't get revived. I killed him.
Air footsteps right here.
Anthony's on a mission to die. GG first aid kit. David, did you get your first aid kit?
No, I haven't. You?
Alright, okay. Right, wait till David heals him and he gets a move on.
Yeah.
First of all, fucking Anthony, man. Fucking Anthony's gone. Oh, there's like, okay, see a shitload of people.
Where are they at?
240. Shooting at him. Not getting anywhere, I'm just wasting ammo. Oh, wait, I'm gonna go loot that guy. Oh, fuck.
Me and my teammates.
Wait,
no. No, we gotta go, Marco, we gotta go.
Yeah, we need to go. Fog. I've got no ammo. I've got 30 bullets for the scar.
What you need?
5-6.
Hey, come here. There you go.
Watch out, there's a guy. He sees us.
Where?
Down at the house.
185. Cheers. Right, let's, we need to go.
Oh, I see him.
M4 is such a weird sound. What a fucking cool place. What a cool end game. What a cool place for the end game to be, is what I'm trying to say. Oh, fuck. Taking hits.
I almost got it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm knocked.
Oh,
I'm
fuck.
Knocked.
Austin's down.
Marco, be careful around these houses. There are two people here to the left.
Okay. Oh, I'm crawling. Okay. I'm crawling to the zone.
Fucking Austin's still alive. Someone keep an eye. There's people, like, at 50.
Or someone come revive me now.
Shooting at them. Mate, we can't.
Coming.
I'm going to die.
It's the fucking zone.
Yep. I died.
Fuck! Oh my god. Look where the zone is! Holy shit.
Get in the house, Marco.
There's people in the house, retards.
We'll go kill them.
People in the houses across.
Oh my, David, that almost just fucking... Alright, okay. Thought it was a grenade.
There's 12 people alive in the circle is this small. Fucking kill their bitch ass.
Okay. There's no one in here.
There's no one in this house, Marco. I think there's people in the opposite house.
Shit. Oh, I don't see him. Right.
They're in the window. Be careful.
I see him.
He's not got a clue. He's knocked.
He has a teammate.
Good job, Marco. They're
grenade. I've got a stun grenade. Hold on a minute, David. I've got a stun. Shit,
I see him downed.
Let's fuck him up. Nice! Ah! There's another one just lying right there. What the fuck?
There's another one because he was knocked.
Getting inside.
Oh my god, we may actually win this.
Shh.
Anthony's watching the defense. Snipe his ass, Anthony.
Anthony's just a silent fucking killer. So said anything. Right, he had some okay ammo. Oh fuck! Oh no, David, down here!
I'm coming. Where? In the room with you?
A fucking arsehole. Yeah, I'm right next to him. Nice, Jesus. Get fucked.
Close the door and meta.
Yeah.
I can't close the door. Doors. There's a fucking window.
Alright.
Where the fuck is Anthony still alive?
Oh my god.
Oh, mate, we're still in the zone.
There's only two other people alive. And Anthony's like sniping at him.
Fuck,
I missed them. One of them's getting shot outside.
They're coming. Yeah, they're coming right inside the house.
Right.
Alright, get ready.
Anthony's got an angle on him. We're gonna win this. This is a dub.
I hear them.
He's in the house.
Fuck, is he?
Across the way. Got him.
Nice!
One more.
It's just one more guy. It's just one guy on his own. The fuck is he?
I'm gonna close the doors I can so we can hear him when he opens it.
It's just a hunt for just this last poor soul.
There's a car too. You guys should just drift the car.
Maybe. Yeah, one of us
is across the way.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go drive at him. Oh, there he is.
He's across the way. Yeah.
Just die, dude. Just end it. There we go.
Hell yeah.
Hey, my first win.
Yay. It's a
first
win,
David?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. That's
my second
That's
win
my
now.
And I'm done 14th with this game. Win?
Never playing again.
You guys wanna play again or play something else?
We
just played for a while.
I'm gonna hop into GTA. I haven't done that in a bit.
Fourth game, 14th game won.
You must be good at this game or something.
It almost seems like that might be the case. Seems like the only thing I'm good at is games.
How do you guys feel? Oh, Austin, you particular, I don't think Marcus played it. Fortnite or PUBG, for what reason?
Fortnite. It's smoother, and
obviously.
I like the building aspect of it. I think it's annoying sometimes with the building, but I think it's more fun. Because if you know how to do it and use it to your advantage, then, like, you're set. But I understand why people don't like it.
I just can't be bothered to learn. I just can't be bothered to learn the building aspect of it.
And I just, like, I know that map.
Too many of my
friends
play it.
I know all the spots.
Anyway.
I'm not as autistic with Fortnite. I'm kind of autistic when it comes to PUBG.
How so?
Just because it's, like, it's not as smooth, and, like, I don't know where I'm going. The controls are kind of different, so.
To jump on Battlefield. Alright. And Rocket provide League. Some more excellent commentary.
Rocket League is the move.
Have any of you, like, kept up with, like, well, I don't imagine you've kept up with it, but have you heard just, like, what, like, that fucking guy used to be a good Call of Duty player back in the day?
You just lagged out, so I have no idea what you said.
God damn it. Rings of Redemption, like, the Call of Duty guy. Have you seen what he's up to now?
Oh, no, I haven't.
He's on Twitch, and he just complains about life, and he just begs for money, and he's just the biggest toxic asshole. It's just...
Sounds about right.
It's just painful to
Sounds
watch.
Sounds like a life I want to live.
We already have to complain fucking, that life part down.
He just fucking complains. He complains all his life is just sitting playing games. It's like, mate, that's your biggest problem with what game to play. Fuck up, you dick. And people still donate to him as well. It's just like, why? Hate the world. Hey, SMG revision on Battlefield, fucking finally.
I might come play Battlefield in a little bit. I'm gonna play Rocket League for now, though. Until Rocket League pisses me off. Which is probably gonna be soon.
Take my shit down some attack planes and do God's work. Remember, if you whore the planes in Battlefield, no one loves you.
Mark is really being passionate about this whole no love campaign.
God damn right.
No, I don't support plane whores either.
Plane boys are... Plane boys are space boys. David, I've just promoted you to lieutenant in GTS. GTS.
Thank you.
Jared and
Oh, gang shit. Fucking goal. Gang shit.
Gangster shit.
No, dude, earlier when I was playing, I got some sick-ass goal. Pretty dope.
Wish I had cigarettes. I can't be arsed going out to buy some. All the shops closed. 10 cigs. 10 noodles.
Oh, fuck me. Oh my god, fuck this dude.
Awesome, why don't you steal Jared's Xbox? Yeah, I'm trying to think of a few.
Dude, I wish I could steal Jared's Xbox. He never fucking plays it.
What has he been up to? I haven't talked to him in 3 months, I think.
He's still at the beach.
Oh, dude. Fucking Facebook's such a fucking topic provider. I just looked on it again. The club that we usually go to, they're hosting a GTA Vice City soundtrack night. That sounds sick.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
That sounds dope. Gotta get that, like...
It's in the attic as well, which is, like, the top
you gotta get it, like,
floor,
a white,
plays rock music.
Fresh white suit, like a pastel undershirt, and pull up in, like, an old Lambo and, like, do some coke.
Just
do a lot of coke.
Yeah.
I follow that train, CNJ.
Wrong game.
Close enough.
That fucking mission was terrible.
God, that mission... Fucking, I had such a hard time with it as a kid, and I didn't realize
everyone
that
else did.
I know, but like...
Wait, like, what mission?
But then...
The train mission in San Andreas. Train.
Oh, fuck, I know what you're talking about.
And then like, I fucking, like, I see it's just a massive beam because other people had trouble with it as well. I was like, mate.
Yeah, the mission was fucking impossible.
I used to play fucking Mortal Kombat on PS2 all the time. That shit was lit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Bob Saget on the HDH3 podcast. Fucking flat.
How did HDH3 start?
Just
made
a couple.
Oh, he made. Yeah, they made similar videos just critiquing people like Leafy's here, like those kind of channels.
David Drummond, my squad, just us two.
I'm spectating. I think the thing was 64-64. Someone just watch you.
Fair enough. I've yet to see what spectating is like in this game. Because why would you spectate?
Because you're waiting in the queue.
Fucking... Fair enough. Well, oh, okay. Okay, so there's Germans all over our spawn, so that's a good indication that this is fucking awful.
Filthy Germans.
Filthy Kaisers. Filthy Kaiserans. Filthy Kaiser. Fucking... I was gonna say, fucking... Attack helicopters? In World War One?
Yes.
Fucking... Flat Earthers are just, like... It's so obvious Flat Earthers are just trolls. Like, the thing that made it obvious to me was, But it was like, there's Flat Earth members all around the globe. It was like, right, okay.
Yeah, that's
what you're talking about. Hurt this totally.
Dude,
flat.
My team right now in Rocket League is like destroying this team. We're winning 7-1.
Are other planets flat?
Gang shit.
Is that part of the mythology?
Fucking die at that.
There might be.
What? No.
I mean, in theory, couldn't it be?
Oh fuck.
No, you know what? Fucking.
I'm curious if that's what they think.
Fucking all this like science bullshit. Like, have you seen that video on YouTube about like the universe and like how it's gonna end or some shit like that?
Which theory?
It's like how big the universe really is what the video is called. I think.
I don't think I've seen it.
Well, this shit's fucking wild, and I think it's stupid because fucking
fuck you.
Fucking, like, no, listen. How are fucking like astronomers supposed to know that in 1,000 years, like more galaxies are just gonna not 1,000 years, but like. And like light years from now, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years from now, that all of these fucking galaxies are just gonna form. They just like know it. Like how? Like I need them to prove it to me for me to believe it.
Now, from what I understand, is that they look at where
to
things
see, I'm
are.
I'm the only one to caption A. Awesome.
And where things are going, and based off of that,
what Marco?
That's how you.
Fucking captain.
No, Marco's having a bad time in Battlefield.
Heavy bombers. Okay, heavy bombers are now on the cancer list.
I was just saying that, like, I think that's stupid.
I mean,
because how the fuck are they supposed to know? Like they're just saying random shit, and anybody's gonna believe them, because.
Well, I mean, they could.
They're not gonna know what's gonna happen, fucking 100 trillion years from now. But they're saying all this outrageous.
No
shit.
No one does,
like,
but
oh.
It's like a.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, you know what? That makes sense. I don't buy it. You know what? That's bullshit. I don't buy it.
I get killed by the same fucking heavy bomber.
Welcome late entry Omar to the chat. Hey, say hi, Omar.
Oh shit, the podcast.
You made it.
Welcome. We're talking about how science is bullshit and how science is getting pretty uppity about it.
Yeah,
dude, no, listen, I don't like the fact that astronomers just say the shit and everyone's like, oh yeah, you know what? That sounds right. Like, there must be more universes out there. Like, sure, there might be, but
there's other galaxies. There's one universe.
Galaxies.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They say that there's like thousands and thousands of fucking galaxies out there. Like, how the fuck do
yeah.
you know? Did you go out there? Did you go look?
They have
like, oh,
telescopes.
Yep, fucking saw that.
Austin, they have telescopes, dude.
Yeah, they have telescopes and satellites that go out into space.
But no, but they're saying that the more are gonna.
How do you think
form
we got
in, like,
to Andromeda?
100 trillion years. Like, how well, do you know like all of these galaxies are gonna like just appear?
Because there's
in.
Because that's
they
how
don't,
it works.
They just appear. They form over it's... time, and you can see them starting to form now.
How is
and in millions
formed?
Of years they will form.
Dude, I don't buy it. I don't believe it.
You gotta remember that most
the
of the
thing
stuff
you buy
is
fucking
like really
score
old.
Bags.
Like, if we see something in space that's like 5 million
it's,
light years
yeah,
away,
it's like,
that's we're seeing such, like stuff that's 5 million years old.
Like,
so, like
billions of years old.
5 billion.
Yeah, stuff we also see that's a billion years old, but there's like, I'm just giving an example, 5 million years old.
Yeah.
Is stuff we see, but, so we kind of know it. I mean, obviously, I don't know.
They don't know.
It, but,
they don't know everything, but like still.
Yeah.
It's like.
I'm also gonna say I'm just a random kid.
Yeah, I'm just some dickhead that uses
I'm not
the internet.
Like,
Omar's just
yeah,
like
not,
a random 9 year old.
I'm just a random 9 year old. I don't know everything.
Your fucking age decreases every time I speak to you. Oh, you can't be really fuck nugget.
Can't wait till you get to the negatives.
Mark, where are you?
Don't worry about it. This is awful.
No, I can freak him in spectating mode, so I'm trying to find you.
Well, I'm dead. Hold on.
Hold on, I need to go smoke more. I'll be back.
Great.
The How to Human podcast does not condone smoking of
fucking dropped, like,
terrible
all
substances.
In the
and all
so. Going up.
I'm not going
orders right now.
A while.
Okay, I don't know.
40-something minutes.
We
it's
won
like
a PUBG
it's like
match during it.
It's not like...
We are our only listeners. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, it's not like it matters. Like, nobody's yeah. watching it besides
no,
us.
No, we have
doesn't.
One follower, remember. It's the sex
bot.
Get another one.
Is this like a sex bot?
Yeah, no, it 100% is.
God,
one of them is a sex bot. One of them might be an actual person.
Yes. Sex bots on SoundCloud. Who's prostituting sex to fucking SoundCloud?
Yo, you'd be surprised.
That's true.
Speaking of, speaking of sex. Wait. On sex doll. Is that what they're called? Sex dolls?
Yeah, sex dolls, sex robots.
Sex robots. Mate, that shit's gonna be
sex
so
good. Sex is just
good.
A theory.
It's
what do you
theory.
Mean? It's gonna. It's already good. They're out. You could go
I know,
buy
but
one.
I can't afford one, is what I meant.
Just steal from the government.
Poor.
Use government.
Fuck up, Omar, you're nine.
Use government
yeah, I may just
money
do that.
To buy a sex robot.
This is. I'm at the river, David. This is
yeah,
fucking
I see.
Awful.
I'm right above you. There are so many people
fuck
across
off.
The way, I wouldn't even bother.
I know, and I'm getting sniped. I can't do anything. I can't fucking. I can't even see them. This is awesome.
Can you rape a sex bot?
Yes.
That requires consent.
A, like an this AI.
Or admitting consciousness.
No,
it happened already. It's already happened.
Of course.
Remember the one that at that convention that was
yeah,
beyond repair?
Yep,
after
they did.
The
oh, Jesus, I remember that.
They gangbanged the shit out of that
already
sex
happened.
This is fucking awful.
Alright,
teams.
Austin.
Of course I can't. God damn it.
Yes.
You seem to be our resident expert on rape. Can you rape a sex bot?
Hold on. If this is going on, we can't be talking about this type of stuff.
You already missed some stuff we talked about. It's okay. No.
How'd you know?
I don't think Austin has read that.
No,
article.
I'm saying no because I'm not an officiant. Not okay. Actually, you know what? I probably am because of my lawyers. They filled me in on a lot of information.
Oh my god.
but
this took a dark turn.
What are you trying to say?
Austin's a rapist.
I'm trying to say I'm fucking innocent. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say this bitch accused me of something that I didn't do, and then I dropped $9,000 on some fucking lawyers. I had to miss school for a whole week because I had to stay in Atlanta all week.
How did you get grand?
My aunt paid for it, but still. Like,
Jesus.
I took a fucking...
Grand's now an accessory.
No. Accessory to what? There was no crime.
He's innocent. He didn't do anything. That's a crime he did to himself.
No, like, because I told my aunt the situation, and she was like, okay, you need to come
get out.
She was like, you need to go to Atlanta right now.
Austin leaving Statesboro was like, get out. He's just like running.
Go live with your Bel Air.
He ran out of Statesboro to Atlanta.
The fucking airship.
No,
get me to
she
get
was
shot
like,
dead immediately.
She's like, hop on this Greyhound and get up.
No, okay, no, she was like, can your car make it?
Hop on this
you know,
dick.
My car's been all fucked up. So, I was like, oh no, my car's fucked. Like, there's no way I can make it. And she fucking paid, for
you're
a bus
great.
Ticket for me to go from Savannah to Atlanta. So, Jared
Savannah
had to drive
to
me.
Atlanta.
Shut the fuck up. Jared had to drive me to Savannah. And then I took the bus, and the bus took fucking 8 hours, even though it's a 4-hour drive, because...
The buses are slow.
Well, yeah, and the bus driver decided to
slow boy.
Just stop driving. We got to Macon, and he was like, yeah, I'm tired of driving. We're gonna wait here for another bus driver to come. So we sat there for 2 hours, and then another bus driver wouldn't come, so he's like, alright, I guess I'll take you guys. I was fucking pissed. Then I had to meet with, like... Once I got to Atlanta, I had to meet with the fucking ex-FBI polygrapher and some other lawyer. I had to drive all over the place.
Did you just see me just
wild.
Poop on that tank, David?
I see two people just running on top of your tank from enemy team.
And I must say, taking a polygraphy is weird. A polygraph, I'm sorry.
Bolygraph.
They like put stuff on your nipples and temples, right?
A lot of my nipples.
Don't threaten me with a good thing.
Spanish.
It was like, I sat in this chair, and...
Whoa.
Whoa.
No. There was, like, a pad I had to sit on that, like, measured my movement. Like, it was on my butt, so... Anytime I moved, any muscle, like, it censored it, because apparently there's some
having
muscle
Having a polygrapher
butt.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you're innocent, though. Like, you could pass those and still be...
Yeah.
Still
I know that. But, like, I passed it based on the questions he asked me. Because, like, what I did was... I told him the story, and then he made questions based on the story I told him, and then he asked me questions about it. There was, like, this thing hooked up to my palm for sweat. There was, like, two bands, one
it's
around
palms,
my stomach.
Sweaty.
I feel like I would sweat heavy. With that, like, no matter what, just because, like...
Yeah, no, I did sweat no matter what. They throw in, like, they throw in questions that, like, you obviously know the answer to throw it off. And then they also tell you
are
to
you
lie
gay?
On one question. Yes. No, like, he would be like, is your
yeah, I know.
Like, is this your birthday?
No.
And yeah, it's like, what school did you go to?
Are. Fuck. You should have just lied to them on your, like, did you go to, what school did you go to? Be like, I went to Langley High School. And just, like, message them. Every single time
respond,
they think you're telling
mom,
the truth. Yeah, if I was doing a lie test, I would just lie about my actual facts. So whenever I go and do the... Whenever
they're
I
like,
tell
oh, you're lying.
What I actually did.
It would be false, then. Everything would be, like, fake news.
I'm not a doctor.
I need a doctor.
Marco with so many M&M references throughout the story.
Yeah, why? I mean, I understand
like
why.
Like, the last two sentences.
Man, Jared still has that poster. I hope he still has that poster.
No, I can't remember who has it now.
Damn it.
Somebody else has it, though.
They better keep that shit in
I've life. Somehow managed to show the enemy the fucking ass end of the airship. Oh my god, we took it. We booked the Vector.
Anyways.
What?
The lesson I learned in that is...
Ah, oh, for fuck.
You can't rape a sex robot.
Not with that attitude.
I'm gonna say you can't rape a sex robot.
Why not?
It already happened, so you're wrong.
How the fuck can that happen? They don't have, like, mental, like...
There was one at a convention that was broken beyond repair after the event.
Broken beyond repair.
Well, the dude probably broke it when he fucking raped it. Like,
it wasn't one dudes. Guy.
Okay.
Well, first off,
I have some questions. Who the fuck is trying
I have
to
questions.
Get their buddies together? To run a train on a sex robot.
People that would go to a convention that has those added.
Send a boob and veggie.
The Japanese. The Japanese love that shit.
Okay, well, the Japanese are some weird fucks. They don't count.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, chill. Don't talk
about... We have
don't
to be careful not to offend David, because he's a weeaboo.
Listen. I deny.
I got my kill stolen.
We're not talking about Japan in here.
Panda.
I got my kill stolen again. Fuck me.
Either way, the only thing I learned is that rape charges have a statute of limitations of 4 years. And, what else? Oh, yeah, that bitch is fucking crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she
bitches
is.
Are crazy.
You calling a girl a bitch? What's
I mean,
wrong with you?
Show
yeah.
me.
This
she's,
one is.
She's a fucking cunt.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Show me a female that isn't fucking psychotic.
It's not that
I mean,
those
some
girls
are,
like,
I know where,
she's just
but
a
most
fucking
are.
Cunt.
My mom? most women?
Yeah.
You know where Marco stands in
Omar.
The hashtag
Omar,
Me Too movement.
You weren't invited to the fucking podcast, you fuck up.
No one's invited to the podcast, you kind of just show up.
The podcast
yeah,
just happens.
Like... You don't
it's
do
a party
here.
In my SoundCloud, and you're invited.
Yeah, Marco, you use that gun. You run up those stairs.
Did you see this? Is this World at War?
You hide behind that statue.
There's a 9 million guys over here. Yep.
I joined y'all's game, so hopefully I'm in it.
Up on that ledge to your left, Marco. To your left.
I'm dead.
He's
dead, mate.
This must be in the past then.
Can't you hear?
What?
He's fucking dead.
This is probably where you died. Oh, that's probably to stop you from cheating, I guess.
You could see my past.
Yeah, I can see your mistakes.
Oh my fucking
you
god! Kill some Austin's victim.
Wait, what?
I was gonna say Austin did it by himself, but at that mass, he probably killed some people.
Frat. You forget he's a frat guy.
That's it, yeah.
What does that matter?
I don't know.
Trains?
Just because I'm a frat doesn't mean I'm a terrible person.
It just means you're a rapist. Rapists can be decent people.
Just because I'm in a frat doesn't automatically
mean
I'm a rapist.
I mean, Austin's quite sensitive to this matter, this topic, honestly.
I mean, it kind of can fuck him over, just a little bit.
Yeah. At this point, I think he's good though, because nothing's.
I hate this fucking game so much.
Honestly, I want her to press charges on me because.
No. Don't do that stupid idea.
Don't say that.
No, listen.
I know
don't
why
you're
saying
okay,
that.
You
don't
heard
say
that.
That.
Someone send her this link.
Don't.
Hear me out. Because
I know
if she does, then I can just countersue her and file her for defamation of character and motherfucking...
Yeah, but you know how much money you're going to have to put in to get that much money maybe back?
It doesn't matter, dude. And... My fucking... My lawyers got me.
Yeah, but you have to pay your lawyers.
You're leeching off your lawyers now?
Leeching off his aunt.
Trust me, I got it. The money doesn't matter. What matters is that I could counter-sue her.
I wish I could say
and then
that.
I could get a fuck ton of money from her.
Yeah, but you gotta put in money to get money. It's like an investment type of thing.
I know that, but the payout would be worth it, so it'd be fine.
The game.
Yeah, but
it would be. I would make profit. It's not gonna happen because she's not gonna press charges. But if she were to, I could be like, "Ha, psych! You're a dumb bitch. I didn't do shit to you."
It's doing if this were to happen though, this would be great for the case.
Would it?
Like stuff that's
the fucking sentries on the roof.
It would especially be great for the lawsuit. I didn't fucking do it. Like,
no, but the fact that you said.
Sure, it's all fine.
The fuck? Oh wow! I just got stabbed in the fucking back. By the
David,
wait,
you're just
you
David. You're fucking messing me. Blessed all these cunts.
I actually left because of some space up and down. Never mind. Marco, yeah, these are all accessories now.
I just killed about 8 guys taking back C.
Oh, see, Marco, are you defending?
Fuck's sake. Huh?
So what next on the podcast? David.
Next I don't know, Omar. Did you do anything illegal?
Illegal no, or not recently?
Oh, I still, oh, yeah, I'm still not okay with you.
My fucking
squad. Because that's false.
We're not
wait,
saying
what?
You're a rapist, Austin. We,
I just
any
see
day
it to
of the week
up.
Takes
that's a joke.
The court,
we don't
I will be
mean
on your
it.
Side.
I mean,
no,
I mean
we just
it,
say
like,
it a lot.
Everybody else. Is
you can try and
fuck
me,
up, Omar.
You're not really gonna get anything.
All I know.
It actually will hurt you if you do.
If I wait, what?
Oh no, I said you can try and sue me, but you won't really get anything. It'll probably be worse for you than me.
Why would I sue you?
Defamation.
You look, for shits and giggles?
Someone's. Some, yeah, like defamation of character.
I no, thought that's what you were going with that. For.
Oh, I thought you were saying you'd do that for to us, too.
No, what the fuck, no.
For this. I was sue like, Jared. I mean, you could try. You're not going to get much.
Sue
I meant I could sue her for defamation of character if she tried to press charges against me because
no,
she's
I meant
lying.
That after, I thought you said, like, don't do that.
That's not what I meant, fam.
Don't do that, boss. Boss, don't not.
Kill. Don't rape me, boss.
Dude, women who falsely accuse men of rape deserve prison time. Like, on the
women
real.
Thoughts. All women are thoughts.
How much time?
Like, that shit's fucked up. You're gonna try to ruin a man's life by saying he raped you, even though you know damn well he didn't. That's fucked up.
Enzo Amore, a wrestler, got fired because he withheld information that he was under like an active rape investigation. And it's still in debate whether they actually did it or not, but pretty fucked up either way.
Yeah.
It happens.
The world's full of awful people. What'd you expect?
Like half of them are in this podcast.
It's goddamn
probably.
Right. I'm not sure that I'm a great person.
Murderer.
Hey, who's a murderer?
I mean, all my business.
Why did you assume I was referring to you, Anthony?
No, I'm wondering who you think is a murderer.
If anybody's a murderer,
it's no, it's definitely David.
Yeah,
David's got to be
hiding.
No, it's
I've never done anything wrong.
Anthony's just like a evil man, though.
No.
Is it because he's a
I have no reason to kill. I don't. Why would I kill someone? I have no reason to.
If someone tries your life,
good kill random person.
Well, that's different. That's
no, I wouldn't. I'd let them kill me. I want to.
Oh, yeah, actually, Anthony would. Okay, Anthony is suicidal. Damn it.
Omar, we're gonna have some words.
I'd push the gun closer to my head.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Just kill me, Daddy.
Omar.
I'm kidding,
what?
David. I don't think you're.
All right. All right. Best keep that way before I prove you right, cunt.
Somebody revive me. God.
Can you imagine if I killed, if David killed
somebody
him?
Somebody.
That'd be really weird.
Once
I can't imagine killing
me.
Omar.
Can you die, please?
I mean, it would be hard.
If I were to kill Omar, that would make me feel like I just killed a child.
Omar.
Honestly, yeah. You're still a child,
that's
right, Omar?
I mean, yeah.
I'm still
you called him Omar? That's his slave name?
Yes, he's still a little babby.
Alright. Call me when you're 18.
A little babby for another
yeah, hit me up when you're 18,
months.
Marco. I'll give you a good time.
Marco's, Omar, yeah.
What?
I think he said Marco. Such a
Omar. I'm at Omar.
Fuck.
Yeah, I said that because Marco's past 18.
A shot.
Marco. Marco's been 18 for like 3 years now.
What the fuck
I know,
is
I
still
alive? Accidentally.
He's been 18
why
for
am
like
I still
3 years
alive?
Now.
Well, I mean, am I wrong? Any way, shape, or form by what I just said?
Yes, he's no longer 18. He's eight, like 19 after he was 18 after a year.
Okay. With your intelligence. You know what I
Don't
mean.
know how I'm still alive after what just happened. Holy fuck.
You want to know how fucking unbalanced planes are? Look at the guy's first in our team. 91 for 1.
91 and 1. He's 91 and 1. Holy shit.
This heavy bomber needs to go
I don't
fucking
see the
kill
problem.
himself. Just, if you main pilots in Battlefield 1, just please just kill yourself. No one fucking loves you. Fucking cancer of the game.
God, that's ridiculous.
Omar, do you remember how you asked me what I disliked?
Yeah.
If you asked that to Marco, we'd have a much longer
Oh,
conversation.
for fuck!
Did you have a like a list now of what you dislike?
I do not have a
Yo, we're
list,
getting
no.
pushed back to this party.
He thought about it overnight and he made a list. It was his homework.
I know that's David would do something like that. I would probably do something like that
I
too.
feel like David would do something like that.
I'm actually surprised I didn't, honestly.
David's a very creative-minded person. I learned that after we started playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I was
You
like,
mean he's
wow.
autistic?
Yeah, that's
If you
pretty much
told
what I
your
want.
frat brothers that you played Dungeons and Dragons, how would they react? How'd you
Not
think they
give a
would
fuck.
react? But
Dude, we
how?
had a good session.
How
It was solid.
I know, but what's the average opinion of Dungeons and
Probably calling you a
Dragons
virgin.
Some people,
to
no,
me?
because people play WoW and League all the time.
No, WoW and League are on a different level than Dungeons and Dragons, I would say.
Mihail retard.
But
Especially to me.
D&D is like different. It's fun.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm just saying it's
Like,
like.
I really wanted to keep that game we were going over the summer, David. That shit was so much fun.
I have a plan if you ever go back to it. I thought about it a bit.
Well, I'll be home for a little bit over the summer. We could do it over Xbox too, I mean.
We could. I just don't want to do it with my roommates in the room.
Oh, yeah. I forget you guys share a fucking room because you have shitty ass dorm.
Yep.
Oh, it's a dub. Oh, it's a loss, actually.
This is awful. Oh, fuck, I just wish I was dead.
That's so far, that's been the theme of this podcast. Marco
Just
wants to
fucking
die.
just kill us. And holy shit, you're right, by the way. August Ames, Stefan Stephenson.
What? Dude, August Ames. Oh, God.
100% of niggas that breathe die.
Rip. Rest in peace, August.
That's
beautiful tits.
I don't know who she is, but rest in peace.
I saw one video. I saw one. Oh, okay, like, I immediately get shot on by the fucking heavy bomber.
Because
oh,
I'm a good boy
God.
And I have no idea who August Ames is.
Shut up, Omar. You smoke weed. You called Genji an
God damn it.
Well then.
God damn
hey,
it.
It wasn't me, it was him. And also David.
You don't have to
so,
repeat
like,
it.
We go well, get a pass. We got a pass.
You don't have to say it though, my guy.
No, never,
well,
never,
we aren't no are about censored commentary. Are you a fucking pussy?
Yes. 100%.
I grew up in Glasgow.
So you're
the streets
you're
of
just making
Glasgow.
Glasgow sound like super racist.
Rapists.
Rapists. Probably is true, but
I'm marking down the time.
Somebody
I already counted out the
oh
time Marco
God.
Said the homophobic
Wait, David again.
Phrase.
David is like the whitest black man ever. So,
poor David.
That's
David.
True. I feel like
I think that's insult to white people, honestly, because I'm boring as all hell.
I feel like
so, white people.
Anthony and I are more black than David.
That's
I don't know about you, Austin, but Anthony.
I was not the opposite.
Anthony vouched for me. So I don't sound dumb.
I'm not
Anthony's
vouching
ghetto.
For anyone. Not vouching for
Been
anyone.
Here before he knows what it ends.
Remember when Austin went to a Christian rap concert and he said that shit was dope?
Yes.
And now you're trying to say it back. I'm sorry, ass.
Fucking Christian
Yo.
Rap.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Leave me alone.
Like, how was it good though? Were they spitting good wholesome rhymes?
On your snap, it was just.
What's Christian rap like? I love Jesus.
Like, well, that's rap.
No.
Can I stop
no.
getting.
Jesus
I
hates
love
us.
Jesus.
You're an Omar say it, it's like you're a 5-year-old say it.
From that church.
A fucking 5-year-old fucking adventure.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I do not
Jesus
associate.
Mm-hmm. That one. It's the same song. They just re- that song on repeat.
Am I lagging? Hello.
They feature on a Rick Ross song, I'm pretty sure.
Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. You might have said.
He said like three times.
Oh, you got Mark, you got a new mic.
Well done.
He's not in the void anymore.
Rip the void. The void all over.
Kind of missed point, Marco.
Holy shit, we're actually going to take the objective. I was a bit pessimistic for taking it.
You know why? Because I just fucked some dudes up. I got like a triple kill.
Please stop raping people.
Oh, I only rape people in Battlefield and Fortnite, my friend.
I love how like every time one of us would joke about it, you'd just be like false.
Well, it is a false statement.
Until it isn't.
What was I going to say? Yeah, fuck it, August Ames. Like, I remember like I found like one video of hers, and then like 2 weeks later, she died, and I was like, what? Did I cause this?
Yep. You're
not,
single-handedly
you're not
caused her.
That one night.
Are you assuming that I nutted to it, though?
Yeah, I just... Maybe he watched it for entertainment value.
For the plot. Story. Not obviously watch porn for the plot.
People?
If you watch porn for the plot, you're a psychopath.
I don't know.
If you watch porn for the plot, you're probably autistic.
I don't watch porn.
You definitely guy's backstory.
I'm a good Muslim boy.
If you still watch, like, shitty amateur porn, you're dumb.
Some people like that type of stuff.
Nah. You gotta get the high quality HD shit.
It's more genuine.
I'm heavy. Better acting, too. Maybe something.
It's not really
mum jailed for marrying a daughter.
It's terrible acting either way. I've never seen a porn with good acting.
Oh, happy 360, and also happy Rusev Day.
I don't know.
Who cares about your dumb wrestling, Marco?
Yeah, Marco's not saying words.
You and your dumb
wrestling.
I
will not take slander from a fucking sex offender.
Oh god, I hate this map.
Yeah, remember when I said, like, let's take a vote. Are the Austin rape jokes gonna stay in 2017?
2018, Marco.
I said, remember when I said, are the jokes gonna stay in 2017?
Oh!
Mongoloid.
Okay, I know what you mean. I know what you mean now.
The fucking herb is clouding your brain.
Herb.
No. Herb. The herb is good for the soul.
Fuck up, Omar.
I just find it funny the way you pronounce herb.
Herb. Herb. Herb.
Filthy Omar.
Filthy Muslims.
That was a good Austin.
Pakistani.
Let's get that out.
So what now? We gotta make some topics. It's gotta be like a good podcast.
We've been going for like
shut the fuck up.
You almost like an hour and a half.
For a while.
This one's like
I don't
three times the length of the first one.
Until I show up.
All right, Omar, you host it. Go ahead, give us an intro right now.
Yeah,
we'll start over.
You set up the recording. You make the alt
account. Insert the intro song right now. No, he can. I'll do all that. Omar, I just want to hear your. Give me your intro. I'm gonna play the music again right here.
Okay.
We're doing two parts to this.
Dumb.
We can cut it at two
Bart
parts.
Bart Boo. Hold on.
Pick
Blusion.
Oh, don't kill my nigga.
Shotgun niggas be like.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Okay. Is that it? Is that all you got?
That's not how you introduce podcasts.
I don't know.
We're gonna teach Omar. Here, we're gonna. Alright, in the event of my death, and when I kill myself.
There's gonna be no one left in this podcast if one
we
of
need
us
to
dies.
Yeah,
no, we need to train.
Survivor.
Yeah, if one of us dies,
everyone
will die because it's a suicide pact.
I forgot about that suicide pact. Revive me, daddy. Thank you.
I think Mike will be doing a podcast by himself.
That'll
God,
be fun.
I would just, never want that to happen.
That's literally just the same as it is now.
I mean, yeah, just be. A party with Michael, but
just beating her meat.
That's how half
let's,
the
oh, I just got. I just got a fucking quad killed by one grenade.
Honestly, we should just record Michael when he's in the party talking to himself and post that on SoundCloud.
Guys, since we're all gonna die, man. Since we're all gonna die, we should leave a
God, I can't wait.
In here, like everyone go through and give their turns.
Holy
and some
fuck,
sad music,
so much gas.
And we'll talk about Michael and what he means to us. Let's start with Anthony. I think he's known Michael the longest.
Probably.
Where the fuck did he come from?
What do I think of Michael?
What do you think of Michael?
Austin, he's a pretty swell guy.
Austin, revive me, daddy.
Alright. Omar, what's your favorite memory of Michael?
Is Austin dead?
When he was yelling at me during the raid.
To be fair, you were a fucking retard at the raid.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad now. Sorry, Omar, I love you. I can't bully my wee friend, old pal.
Marco, what's your favorite Michael memory?
Favorite Michael memory? When he bought fucking... When he... It's a toss-up between when gas he got steak? Swindled by buying like fucking $200 of fucking gas station steak, or he it bought GTA $200. 5 times. Or he bought GTA 5 times just to fucking get shark card money. It's a toss-up between those
and then
two.
He bought a shark card.
Those are the most Michael Jewish things ever.
He's not Jewish.
Michael's not even Jewish.
He may as well be.
Nothing says Jew like GTA 5 shark box and gas station steak.
Gas station steak.
He's the only person that can like afford shark cards. Jews.
Jews wouldn't buy shark cards. You're not stupid enough.
Stop censoring me!
David, you have,
stop
David, you have a lot of editing. No, we're absolutely.
It's also like an hour long.
Who's gonna watch it? It's not
fuck off! I know! No cunt's gonna watch it. No cunt cares.
We have one viewer, Marco. There's one too many.
Fuck him!
We have a viewer?
Maybe. It might be a bot account.
No, we have two followers. One of them is definitely not a bot.
How do you know
it's a bot?
The other one's David.
That's the name of the episode. David, that's the name of the episode, The Thought in the Bot.
The Thought in the Bot.
Ooh, that's a good one, actually. I like that name.
You fuck a plumber.
Well then.
Oh my god, they keep throwing gas. They're not cut me out.
Stupid. Just cut out all me. Marco's parts.
Can't do that, we're all in one line.
Shit.
I fucking do you when we're online. Boss. So I'll wait till we go live, then they can't censor me.
We're never gonna go live, we don't have that kind of technology.
We have that technology right now on Xbox.
We don't have that kind of technology.
We are live. We're on Xbox. Stream this. This is on Twitch.
We've done that.
I just watched
like
the man
so
get exploded into a wall.
What do you mean we've done this? When on like my fucking.
Oh my god! There's so much fucking gas.
I don't even know
this
what the streaming is. The thing's called that I streamed on. My Mixer account.
Yeah, Mixer.
The only thing I mix is whiskey.
Because that doesn't count. Because no one watched.
So watch now. We'll just link a thing to your Mixer in the SoundCloud description.
Watch Mojo, get no, we're not cancer. We might be cancer.
We might be.
Like, everywhere I go, there's just like five cunts just doing Trump Border Patrol. And we're the Americans.
They all just keep fucking throwing gas. That's it.
There's like about 19 of them there. Nah, okay. There's about three of them there. No, there's about four of them. It doesn't matter, everybody's dead. So how long have we been recording for?
Like an hour, 20 minutes.
Nice. Mm. Put ads on it so we can get money.
Is that how this works? Is that how any of this works?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ads ask us. You don't ask the ads.
Don't use ad blocker or I'll fucking kill you.
I'd like to thank Deer Park Water for sponsoring this podcast.
Gonna have to cut that
the
out.
Freshest water. Very refreshing.
I'd like to sponsor Tide Pods. I'd like to sponsor Tide Pods. I'd like to thank Tide Pods.
You want to give Tide Pods money?
I want to give Tide Pods money for giving us like a method of killing ourselves because we don't have enough of those.
Tide Pods is not a method of killing yourself.
Why?
Clorox
would you cap up there, you autistic?
Tide Pods
fuck.
Does nothing.
Fuck this guy.
Gonna have to cut that out.
David, I swear to God, stop oppressing me.
What was I gonna do?
How's it feel, Whitey?
I'll give you that one.
That was good, David. That was great.
I've done nothing to you. Slip my voice be heard.
I beg to differ.
What have I done to David? Other than
not directly to him.
Friendship.
This is the part where nothing I go back to seeing the podcast you're... and play back Marco saying the N-word.
Yeah. You haven't said something directly.
I don't give a
directly to him. Shit. But you've definitely
almost
said it enough.
To...
We've all said it. Wow. Only I have the right to say
it. I'm a good person.
I can't wait to listen back to it, though.
It's gonna be interesting in 20 years coming back to this, and he's like, oh yeah, Austin was a rapist.
As if there was any doubt.
False.
Balls. Pulse. Holy fuck, we're actually taking the objectives. Woke up and above my head, stuck my toe on the edge of the bed. Oh, I don't have any grenades, bastard. Grenades.
I don't think... Who are we? What team are we? Are we the Americans?
So, I will now spoil Game of Thrones for David. And Austin.
I spoil everything. I'm more concerned about Austin.
No. I'm kidding on. Fucking love
you. Yeah, worry about Austin.
Natalie Dormer, if you're listening, I'll be... Oh, she's married. God damn it.
I don't give a fuck. I'm still pipe.
I'm sorry. Marjorie's ass not to anybody.
Don't worry about it.
True.
Marjorie is so hot, dude.
Huh?
Marjorie.
Yeah, that's a good boy. Natalie Dormer's my babe. Amelia Clarke is also banging, but I can't stand Daenerys.
Dude, Daenerys is just such a fucking badass. Like,
she is a badass. She becomes a cunt, so.
Well, when does she become a cunt? Because I'm on, like, halfway through season four.
Season four? Yeah.
You just started the show, like, a week ago?
Yeah, I started the show on Saturday.
Oh, my God. Omar,
he's had a week to do nothing.
Yeah, literally, I've had all of spring break to just smoke weed and watch Game of Thrones. So that's what I've done.
Well, other people are, really like, socializing, go to the beach.
There's no one there.
I don't have money to go to the beach. I don't have a car to go back home. So I'm just going to smoke a bunch of weed.
Did Will never go? Or come to
Will said he didn't want to drive down.
No, I'll be right here. I'm busy trying to catch you. As usual.
I'll be right there.
That was a shitty-ass pun, David. Kill yourself.
There is no bad pun. All puns are bad, so they're all good. According to all known laws of aviation.
Please, no. Let that stay dead.
Bees, no. Why? I'm so fucking sick of spawning and some cunt kills me.
After we do this for a while, we should just make a video with just snippets of Marco yelling things at Battlefield.
We could make a fucking series out of that.
Really could.
Yeah, really.
The amount of stuff the amount of stuff that pissed me off, when this game first came out and me and Jad played the fuck out of it, no other FPS pissed me off than this one did. Now, not so much pisses me off, but things like planes and imbalance. Like, if a team is, like, absolutely molesting you, the game will give them, like, 3 sentries, 5 tanks for no reason. It's like, mate, they clearly do not need it. So this game is what pisses me off.
It has less players than Battlefield 4.
I'd be surprised, honestly.
I'd make no mistake, I fucking adore this game. I love this game.
Obviously, you put in, like, literally...
This is where I cut back to Marco saying I fucking hate this game.
Yeah. That's just out of rage. Rage and love for the yin and yang. Where is this cunt? He's not here, obviously. Where is this cunt?
Holy
fuck. Oh, fuck!
My body just got blown back, like, 30 feet.
My bipod decided to work. That's another thing it pisses me off about.
I feel like that would be the same level quality as if I were to watch like a music video from 1994.
Wait, what?
I said I feel like that would be like the same video quality if you were to like set up a bipod and record yourself. I feel like the quality would be that of a 1994 music video.
Bipod is in Battlefield when your guy fucking like refuses to fire the rocket gun just to set up the bipod. That's what I meant.
My brain went somewhere totally different with that.
Yeah, I also wanted Mark to be a cam girl.
I'll be a cam girl. Have you seen that? Like, fucking losers just donate, like, loads of tokens just to see, like, stuff you can see on Pornhub, but better. I'll do that.
Boobin' vagin. Show boobin' vagin.
Like, imagine one of us was an attractive female. We could milk the shit out of Twitch titty streams, and it'd be awesome. I'm the only one at A. Because as soon as we take B, we're going to come to A.
Anyone want to take one for the team?
And I don't think any of us are attractive enough to make that much money on cam girl site. I mean, attractive enough to make some.
Look,
but Twitch themselves are sponsoring them.
Can do wonders.
Oh, right, that's true. We can do that.
Michael.
Like, you think you'd be paid for having tits?
Michael.
Michael does have a plump ass.
I've never seen Michael's ass.
Steven does. You weren't here when Steven was all Steven would talk about. All Steven would talk about was Michael's ass.
Steven is the most autistic savant guy I've ever met, man.
Is it autistic savant or art savant?
Autistic savant. He's like. He's just so retarded. Smart.
The actual term is idiot savant, but.
But autistic savant is a thing as well.
What's an art savant?
It's like that autistic guy that flew over New York in a helicopter and redrew the entire thing from memory.
That is mental.
Yeah.
Okay.
He technically is.
I mean, that could be you because he was black and autistic. I was like, is that David?
No, I don't have the autistic ability.
I don't have autism.
Dude, I think that'd be useful.
I mean,
I don't know about that. I like communicating.
I already don't have any social skills. Just give me that autism and give me a talent, honestly.
That's why I'm saying you're autistic. It just makes it, the pieces add up.
Dude,
I don't know how you have the best social skills out of all of us.
That's some.
Who does?
Besides
you're hilarious.
Wait, who has the best social skills?
I said probably you.
Social bills.
Chat. Maybe Mark.
Oh. Me? Nah, it's probably me.
Maybe that's Mark, not Austin, the best Jared. Social skills, but the most sociable.
What?
It's definitely not fucking Jared. Skills. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's not. Jared. No, compared to the rest of us, honestly, where is he right now? Where are we? You're fine.
I'm a social butterfly.
I'm just a youngin.
I'm throwing a party tomorrow, motherfuckers.
The only reason I'm not somewhere is because I'm poor.
That's why he
had money.
The reason I'm not somewhere is because I'm depressed.
That's why he
ranked
you guys above Jared.
No, dude, if I had money, I would be in LA right now with my other friends. But I don't have like a grand to drop on LA.
I don't have friends. So yeah, come to my party tomorrow. You're all invited.
I'll do my best.
No, in a gym. Obviously, my house.
In a gym?
I don't fucking know. Maybe you set up a YMCA.
It's a pretty lit ass party.
Set up a
YMCA. It's actually just Marco playing the YMCA. Cool. YMCA
out
the
of all
time.
The people that were on that hill, I was the one that got fucking shot.
Yeah, they don't even have. Yeah, I don't think they have YMCAs in Scotland.
Do they have YMCA in Scotland?
That's an actual valid question, dude.
It is actually.
I think it's a valid question. I agree.
Because
knowing like
this game.
Question.
I mean, I don't fucking know. Is there a YMCA anywhere? Actually, yeah,
I think YMCA is pretty basically American.
In America?
I'm sure I have. I've seen at least one here.
Where has everyone gone to YMCA?
Men. I might have. I don't know. I'm sure
I went there for summer camp once and had a. Ooh, the stories.
Oh, fuck.
The two stories I can tell from there. I was going to say all the stories, but there's only two.
All the stories. I just saved your life, Dawson.
But they're the first
I'm gonna go get some batteries. I'll be back.
We hung out in the at a stage while they gave some instructions, and all the kids are, you know, in a huge clump, just sitting together. And there are these two girls in front of me, just talking to each other. And some guy just comes back, like he's cupped his hands together, and he talks to the girls. He's like, "You know what they call me?" And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "The Bug Man." And he just like takes his cupped hands and just tosses a huge mound of insects and these creepy crawlies and flying bugs at these two girls and just launches it in their faces, and they just run away screaming in panic. And I was right behind it, and the bugs landed on me, and I just laughed my ass off. It was fantastic.
What a fucking alpha.
That guy fucks.
He really
yep,
does.
Yep, definitely. Been trying it. It's probably the finger gun kid. That Anthony talked about.
God, dang. It might have been. I don't know what happened to him, but that was
finger gun kid.
Based off how
the in my computers in my coding class, the every time he would ask questions and as soon as and when he got an answer, he'd do finger guns at the teacher.
What the fuck? Why?
Because he was. Because he's he was weird as shit. He definitely
he's
was.
Fantastic.
Is he autistic?
Probably.
I mean, is that a question? Okay. Like, really, is that... You need that to be answered?
That,
I feel like I already answered
that,
it.
That's not the question. That is the answer.
Yeah, I feel like I already answered it when I said.
You're right.
Battle pack, get!
Yeah, that kid was something else.
She sounds amazing.
Hey, two battle packs, two white skins. Can't wait.
Fuck up, Austin.
Omar, you are so bad at it.
I've had some good ones, but it's not like a... It's a hit and miss.
From the Scotland himself, apparently I have the best Scottish accent. I don't know why.
Why? Because you, Jared, and me are the only ones who've ever attempted it. And maybe Michael, like, one or two times. Michael is the funniest one.
I haven't heard his, but I can't imagine it's good.
Yeah, I feel like Michael's is just terrible.
Michael's is definitely the best one. Just add an entertainment value. He's only done it like a few times, but I've always gotten a laugh from it. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
How y'all doing?
Alright, I'm back. Making some motherfucking microwave pizzas. Where'd you go, Austin?
What? I'm here.
You left the game.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Why?
Because I didn't want to.
Alright, David, join Charlie. God, I can't wait to die. I can't get in this game already.
Proceeds to live another 60 years.
Jesus. Hey, I got a message from an Instagram bot.
Does Jared know you're using his Xbox?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Are we still recording?
I wouldn't really care either. I don't know. David here?
David.
Guessing based off the silence that he stopped recorded. Recording.
Well, no, the account is still in the party, so it still is.
He might be talking with Liz.
Oh, is that the account? Parents. I was wondering what account that was.
Yeah, that's the account.
My car in fucking Rocket League is kick ass.
Wait, I have a question. Why don't you just log into Jared's account on... I mean, don't you have an Xbox account?
He doesn't have Xbox Live.
Yeah, yeah, I have an account.
Oh, yeah, your game, Marco's game. Because I was going to say, if you log in the same account on the same Xbox, don't you have Live automatically?
I don't think so. Do you? I haven't...
I think that's how it works, yeah. I think so.
It was like 360.
I don't know if I remember my password to my account.
On 360, that's how it was, I'm pretty sure.
No, if the account didn't have my password, couldn't get online.
And I don't think that's right. I think you have to have it.
Maybe you have to game share or something like that to do that. Or set it as my home Xbox.
Marco and Jared already game share.
And I know, yeah, and that's why. I mean, that's like your deck, Marco.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep that same energy
see,
when I get there.
See,
kill
no see now no matter what, we can say Omar would suck Marco's dick. Because he just said it, and it's on the record.
And I can't say I'd let him, because then I get the jail for underage.
You said, oh yeah.
Exactly.
Not in Georgia.
It's not criminal. Cool.
Not in Georgia. Anyways, I'm 18, like, 5 months. It's not like, or 4 months.
No, you're not. Stop telling people you're 18. You're like 11.
You're a little baby.
Apparently France
must be the youngest
did not
high
have...
schooler of all time.
France didn't have an age of consent until, like, a month ago.
Yeah,
and
they
only 15.
Make one.
The that president of France marries high school teacher.
What a boy. That does not surprise me. Fucking French people.
And she was married.
She was married.
Happens.
Prince now at a party.
She was married all the way up until they married when he became an adult. Like, they had a relationship while he was in high school. And then she waited for him to grow up. And then he would go to college and get a job. And then they married.
That guy fucks.
Love finds a way.
Let's find out who this guy is.
Emmanuel Macron.
I am the one who fucks.
That's all that matters. He fucks. We can just edit that part out and act like it was real.
I bet you suck my dick. How about that?
Let's just edit that entire part out and just have Marco saying, suck my dick for 2 hours. Repeat.
I've got skits going. I'm just talking to myself.
Fuck. We should do that. Just edit out everybody. Just have Marco.
Healthy squad boosts.
Healthy Omar.
Poor Omar. Omar, are you old enough to be on a podcast? Is that a concern you should have?
Fucking too late.
Damn. I'm just getting blows after blows.
I'm just curious if there's a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
is there a content lot?
I don't think so.
A bod temp blow. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I've got a skin for the Farquhar hell yeah.
Yeet! What do you have to do, Omar? In life, not just the game.
That's
your
my life.
Prospects for the future looking.
I don't know what I'm gonna go to college yet.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I don't really like thinking like that.
You're
gonna be in 5 years.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like I don't like the idea where you're gonna be in 5 years. It's just like I could be a number of places.
Where do you want to be in 5 years?
In 5 years, I'll be barely out of college. We'll see.
You'll probably still be in college in 5 years.
Probably
oh, no,
not.
5 years. No, never mind.
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school. I mean, I might go to law school after college, I'm not sure.
Are we baby
yeah,
Omar's
high school.
Growing up?
I already know that I'm gonna be a fifth year. I'm gonna be here another extra year.
Why, you're gonna double major or something, or you just wanna be at college for another year?
Neither.
Oh, because you're failing really badly?
No, it's not that. It's like, with my major, I have a required internship, sports management. So there's a required internship that I have to do before I can graduate, and I can't do it until I finish all my classes. So And the internship has to last the whole semester. So I already have to have an extra semester no matter what. And, you know, I'll probably stay another semester just because I'm kind of fucking up. But it's all right. I've accepted student debt.
I'm not worried. I mean, I don't know about debt. I'm trying to get through high school with no debt, through college with no debt.
I wish.
Almost I think impossible. I should be able to.
Have faith.
Some fresh OG.
OJ Simpson?
But they don't have oranges in Scotland.
OJ Simpson definitely killed those people.
He admitted it.
Yeah, so he low-key.
He admitted it.
I wasn't even really low-key. He made a book saying if I did it, but with the if, like five texts, and the rest was.
We talked about text. This first episode. Keep the fucking times, guys.
I didn't watch the first. I didn't listen to the first episode.
Well, you can get the fuck out.
I only listened to like 6 minutes of it.
From this one, then.
Not gonna listen to the whole thing. Because
I'm a loyal fan.
I mean, I probably watch it eventually, but like, I just kind of forgot about it.
This one's gonna be bad to watch because it's like fucking 2 hours long.
I have no idea how to stop this thing. This episode. I mean, what's the procedure? What do you do?
We need an ending. We've done outros, mate.
We're doing outros, yeah, but we need like an ending. We need questions, but we don't have any fans yet. Alright.
Let's ask each other questions.
Alright. Let's ask each other questions. What's your question for the group, Marco?
I don't know.
Alright,
what's
awesome,
your question
you
for the group? That's my question.
I'm delaying. I'm host. I get to delay. I have that authority.
Don't censor me and I'll fight everybody I live and kill you.
Alright. Here is my question to the group. If you could pick any historical figure from history to be your wife, who would you pick?
That's a good question.
Anybody from historical figure, like anybody from historical references, like
anyone from history.
Probably Cleopatra, because she was hot and everybody revered her.
I'd say.
Was it?
Pocahontas. No, not Pocahontas. That's a lie.
Not Pocahontas?
Nah.
Yeah, there's a chance she was pretty ugly, and that she's only hot in the Disney movie.
That's true.
Filthy Huns.
I don't want to run that risk. I don't know, dude. There's just not many historical women that I can really think of that I would...
Historical women? Just say Daenerys Targaryen.
Yep, Daenerys Targaryen. That's who I pick.
Alright. You know Daenerys Targaryen from... The Second World War.
No, she's the mother of dragons from...
The mother of thoughts.
She's Dragonborn.
She is Dragonborn. She's Dragonhorn.
She's also the Breaker of Chains. I love how that one scene that they were at, the dude was just roasting her in Valerian. Oh, it was Karth. The dude was roasting her in Valerian, and
yeah.
She just like stayed quiet, even
she's
though
like,
she
bitch,
knew
what?
The whole time. Yeah, because she could speak Valyrian the whole time.
And fuck him up.
Dude, she fucked him up so hard. That shit was awesome. I love the army that she's building right now. I'm only on, like, season 4. Like, episode 5, I think.
But... I know everything. I could spoil it.
Please don't.
But I won't. I'm not gonna.
That would make me so mad. I'm so, like, invested in it.
Invested?
Yep.
What's my... I don't know. That was just a suggestion. Don't know. Can't think of one.
Alright, Austin, it's up to you. Save it.
Damn, I don't know if I can think of one either. Let's see.
Fuck's sake.
Okay, if you had the choice of either hearing or sight, which one would you choose and why?
Sight, all the way. Like, as soon as I lose my eyesight, just kill me. Fuck that.
Yeah, I need sight. It's music, but I need sight to live.
I feel like... So you'd rather lose your hearing?
Yeah.
Definitely. Fuck being blind. That'd be awful.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I agree.
Oh, fuck you, fucker.
So, I mean, deaf would suck. But blind is impossible.
Hello. Imagine fucking... Why hasn't Helen Keller just killed herself by now? Like, she's deaf, blind, and mute. Like... Why is she still alive?
No, I said I should come back
should
to
we tell
I honestly
him?
Don't know.
Should we tell him?
I mean, you should.
Is it worth it?
God damn it.
Is it like...
Austin or Raymond?
Is Austin worth educating?
Okay, well, why didn't she kill herself, like, a long time ago?
Do you think she's still alive?
No, I know she's dead. I meant, like,
just made her.
When she was alive, like, when she found
See, the way
like,
you're saying this made it sound like you thought she was still alive.
No. I know she's fucking dead. I meant, like, why didn't she just, like, fucking kill herself?
She might not have wanted to.
Okay, but who wants to be blind, deaf, and mute? Like, what are you gonna do?
I mean, thing is, that's what she's used to. Level so she doesn't know any checks. Different.
Okay, but
she doesn't know any different.
Anybody,
so to her, that's
normal.
You can't
see anybody, and you can't talk to anybody. How the fuck are you gonna communicate with people?
You need to communicate to survive.
How can you communicate when you're deaf, blind, and mute? You fucking can't. Exactly.
Of course, we're losing C. Fuck's sake.
You got me. I guess you should.
Really shouldn't die.
If I was deafblind and mute, I would be immediate suicide.
See, but Austin, how would you know how to commit suicide if you're deafblind and mute?
That's a good one.
So,
I would just like born... I would just hope somebody would love me enough to just like wander, like take like to, like take me on a walk and just like
take me.
So you want to be of mice and men?
Yeah, just I would want to be. Lenny'd. I would want to be Lennied. If that was me. If I ever go deaf, blind, and mute, Lenny me.
Make sure the rabbits are around. You'll be looking for the rabbits.
Yeah, just make sure I have my fucking rabbits. If I don't have my goddamn rabbits, I'm going to kill somebody.
Well, you won't because you can't see them or hear them or speak to them.
You know what?
You know what? Fuck y'all.
It's not going to kill yourself because you still...
I'm done.
Anthony, we have... Yeah. I'm trying to end this. It's been going for 2 hours officially.
I'm trying.
So I asked everyone. Turn. I asked everyone to come over. Ending questions. Marco is useless. Austin is all right.
Fuck up, you.
I naturally. Was also.
It was my suggestion to ask questions. Suck my fucking unit.
So. God damn it. All right. So to save the day, I'm counting on you, Anthony. Oh shit! I said your last name. Cut that out.
God damn it!
You.
You piece of shit.
Wait. Earlier in the episode, I said my last name too, so you're gonna have to cut that out.
Yeah, but you don't work. I don't work that isn't so good.
All right, David, cut that out. We did accuse Austin of rape, so you should probably cut that out.
What do you mean accused?
It's accused. It didn't happen.
Exactly.
I can be sure. That's just what a rapist would say.
Please save an ending question before
right,
we
question.
Get any farther.
Alright.
Before we fall any deeper.
Yeah, come on. What's the question?
We already asked
we're kind of asking you. Yeah, you need
you
to,
have to ask one.
End it.
We're about to sharks.
With your genius question.
I have to ask a question? Shit, you should have like, told me this before I came back. Oh, fuck, I have nothing.
I have buffing.
Shit.
Of the original 151 Pokemon.
Lucario, best Pokemon.
He's not part of the first 151.
I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
I know you got this question from, but I'm not answering it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Which one?
Right. Of course I know.
Which one you fuck?
Fuck. None. I'm not answering that.
I mean, the you only sure? one I know is like Gardevoir.
I love them too much,
I'm not really
too.
Big on Pokemon. BRB, again.
I'm not into fucking animals. Especially Pokemon. Come on. Alright, here, I'll leave
that's
a
insane.
Question. The ultimate question. For you guys, I mean, you guys have the answers, but, and the viewers, are traps gay?
Lee, well done that. Alright. This has been How to Be Human, Episode 2. I've been your host, David, and with us we had Marco and Omar, who are no longer here. But we also have Anthony.
Hello, goodbye.
And Austin.
Fuck everyone, dude.
Hope you have a good one.
Nice. Man, I found editing that.